T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, what have you been hearing?
Well, this is a highly touted program to eventually, over the years, bring some 775 new cars to BART to replace the fleet that's already 40-plus years old and is falling apart. We've got high-volume, high-tech cars that are coming off the line in a factory in New York being shipped out here. But the problem is getting them in shape for BART tracks is taking longer than expected. And rather than having the 198 cars, as you said, that we were supposed to be getting on the line, we've only got about 20, and 10 of those are still being tested on off hours. So it's like a lot of things in BART, it's taking a lot longer than anybody expected to see.
Phil, did I read that part of the issue is that BART uses a different rail gauge than the manufacturer's standard rail gauge, so they have a more difficult time testing some of these things?
Yeah, that's right. The manufacturer's factory is, like I said, back in New York, and they're out of Canada. Now, BART has a different gauge rail line than any of the other transit systems that the company deals with, so rather than have test tracks back there at the factory, they have to bring them here and test them. And that was the original idea. They did a 9-month test run. And then you figure after 9 months, they're going to be up and ready to run. Well, it hasn't quite worked out that way. In the 6 months that have followed that first 9-month shakedown, they've still been back in the shop on a pretty regular basis. Now, some of it has to do with the new type of cars. These are high-tech, state-of-the-art. That's a blessing, but it can also be a curse. Think of it like getting a Prius versus a Maserati. We got the Maserati. And as a result, each car has 30 microprocessors and 180 different software packages that have to be dealt with. You have a computer, I have a computer, Patty has a computer, you know what it's like when the IT has to take over. It's an ongoing pain to try to get everything synced up. That's one problem. Another problem is they're still having adjustments on the brakes and on the engines. That's hardware. That's a little scarier. So the question is, you know, the shakedown is continuing. So far, we have manufacturers paying the cost, but like anything, it's under warranty to a certain point, then we assume it. And there's a little question out there is like, are these cars, you know, are they going to hold up for the long 40-plus years that we've bought them for?
It would be interesting to know how these service issues have played into delays on the line. Have you been able to figure that out?
Well, the cars going in, the new ones, they're not compatible with the ones we have on the line right now. So they have to run as independent trains, Patty. It's not like you can take 5 of the old and 5 of the new, put them together and get a 10-car train. So what they've been doing is the first 10 they have is they've been running it as an independent train on the line. It hasn't resulted in delays when things go into the shop. What it's resulted in is rather than having a 10-car train on the Fremont line, say, you have a 7-car train on the Fremont because 3 or 2 or 1 of them are out of service. So it hasn't created delays. The problem is, or the challenge is, as time goes on, they had an aggressive schedule for getting these in, one, because the old fleet is getting older every day, and so you don't want to have so many out of service of the old cars that you're scheduling delays. The second part is that they're wanting to get these new cars on to relieve the sardine-like nature of BART these days, get more trains on the line in order to relieve that. Neither goal has been accomplished at this point. And also, I got to say that some of the BART directors are going, hey, by the way, remember that $4 billion bond we sold everybody in the Bay Area to get BART and turn it into a grand system? A lot of that had to do with getting new cars. And we've been promising people new cars, and people are starting to ask, where are the cars? And right now, sometimes the answer is they're still in the shop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.